I think it looks good with Clay Matthews. I fully expect him to play. I have no reason not to believe he's not ready to go.
How did Morgan Burnett look this week?
Morgan Burnett looked good, particularly on our football team. Coming off the field yesterday, I thought it was one of our better padded practices. Got a lot of work done, obviously, with the work day on Monday, being able to install everything on Monday. So just the whole course of the week, I thought it was a good week for our team, particularly defense. And I think you have to look at Morgan and the comfort and the confidence and the communication you have back there. So I thought he had a good week.
He seemed to look good with the hamstring, though, and everything.
Looks good.
Mike, that's
unbelievable. My goodness.
Have you made a decision on returns yet?
Returns? It'll be situational. We're looking at Jonathan Franklin, Micah Hyde, Randall Cobb. So it's a game plan decision based on when and where.
Mike, did Casey Hayward check out okay from what he was able to do yesterday?
Casey's making progress. The big day for Casey will be next week. Monday or Tuesday, and that's when those decisions are made based on the workload coming for our next game. So Monday will be a big day for Casey. He's getting better.
I know we just got here this week. What have you thought of Reggie Dunn?
I'm sorry, what was first?
Yeah, I know we just got here this week, but what do you think of Reggie Dunn?
Actually just had a chance to watch Reggie work, did some post-practice work. He's a talented young man, good quickness, and I'm glad he's here. Looking forward to working with him. Handles the football seamlessly in the return game. So he's had a good 2 days' work.
Mike, how comfortable are you with both Franklin and Hyde's ability to just catch the ball? I mean, obviously you want production, but...
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We won't put anybody back there. We weren't comfortable with handling the football. So that's really this process didn't just start this week. We've been working... There's a whole group of returners. Jordy Nelson took return opportunities. Tremont Williams, these guys take these every single week. So we don't ever just try to lock it into one or two players. Randall still takes the normal flow of returns. So, but I feel good about Mike and Jonathan.
Mike, you're 13-1 against the Lions. How do you attribute such success, such a one-sided rivalry there?
Well, I mean, past success, I really don't like talking about it. I understand why you have to answer the question, but I mean, every game's different. They're division games. We have a process that we go through, and I think our players really do a good job of preparing and approaching these games the right way. So it's really a credit to our players and our coaching staff.
You've been with Sam from undrafted all the way up to where he is in August. How impressed are you by what he's accomplished from, bottom of the totem pole kind of guy to where he's
now? I mean, anytime you have a player switch positions and coming out of college and, the transition that he's been able to make, and particularly playing to our style of defense, and, everybody goes about it a little differently. So Sam is a young ascending player. He's doing a heck of a job, and his whole – professionalism, his approach, his toughness and his development and the skill things that he needed to work on. So you can see improvement in his game, whether it's tackling, playing from off, playing zone, because his natural ability, he's always been pretty comfortable in the bump and run situations.
Mike, you were able to go pretty much Lacy was a 3-down back until he had his concussion. Then you were kind of doing that with Starks, then he got hurt. Now that you've got Franklin and Lacy, without giving away a game plan, what's your kind of thought process there? Do you want to share?
I look at Eddie Lacy and Jonathan Franklin both as 3-down backs. So how the reps sort out the way the game unfolds, that's why you play the game. But I view both those guys as a 3-down back.
Coach, did you say that this Lions team is the most complete and well put together team you've seen in a while?
I think this is probably their best team as just far as the way they're playing coming into the game, as I recall. I can't sit here and tell you off the top of my head how I felt about each and every game, but I would say this is clearly and they're a very talented football team. They're very systematic in their approach. Their coaching staff's been together for quite some time, and the way they play on offense and defense is pretty much the same as philosophically, but I think this is probably the best that I've seen them play coming into a contest.
Mike,
Mike, what does it mean to your team to probably have John Kuhn back in the fold for this game?
I mean, John's an important member of our football team. John does all the little things that don't show up on stat sheets. He's very, very valuable on game day, whether it's special teams, the intricacies of pass protection, and so. And we'll see, you know, how much he'll be able to go. But it'll be great to have him out there.
Mike, your teams have been pretty darn good coming off the bye. I think you're 6-1. I know that's history again. But is there something that you feel like you do during the bye week? Are you able to have some unscouted looks because you have that extra time? Is it anything like a?
I mean, I really think the bye week, if you're going to prioritize what's the most important thing that happens on a bye week, it's really the players getting healthy. Let's be honest. With the new CBA rules, I mean, the opportunity to practice and do more things over the course of the bye week really don't exist. You really have one day to do that. So, I mean, how much better are you going to get as a team doing collective things? So, I mean, the health part of it really helps the players. I think the ability to step away and come back, the energy and the focus and the urgency, that's always heightened. It gives a chance for the coaching staff to put more into that up-and-coming game plan and get some other things done. I would say those are the three biggest factors
for
any football team, not just ours.
Do you change anything structurally going – you're focused on Sunday. But do you change anything structurally going forward because you've never had a bye? I think the last time you guys had a bye this early, you were the quarterback's coach. Is there anything you have to look forward to in terms of how you use your pattern practices?
Well, really, every season is different. I mean, the bye week – I know for me personally, the bye week determines how – the whole year's laid out. Like every practice for the season is already laid out. I mean, it's hard, but you don't stay to that. It's an outline. So the way we shift gears and what time of year is as far as the workloads and things like that, it factors into that. But but every year is different, and healthier team factors into that. So did that answer your question?
Yeah. Two more.
Generally speaking, though, would you rather have a bye week later in the season?
If preference, I think a later bye would be preferable. But playing on Thanksgiving kind of, to me, offsets it a little bit. Kind of, it's always kind of served as a mini bye in a sense because you play the quick game on Thursday, and it's always right before December. So I'm not concerned about it. So it's I think it's going to work out fine.
Thank you.